Shanti. And the subject is a very interesting one. To what extent is there a question of discipline? And to what extent is it that love can take the soul beyond everything else? And looking back on my own experience, I find that both are complementary. In the sense that even if we come to Baba and Baba immediately gives us a beautiful, powerful experience of love, which is what happens to many, but yet even to sustain that love, one needs to follow a discipline. And sometimes it happens that we follow disciplines over a period of time, and then Baba's able to give us the reward for that. But definitely both go together. And obviously, if at some point the discipline goes off track for whatever reason, then you have to bring it back on track to be able to experience Baba's love. So for me, the aspect of discipline is the first step. It's not the last step. The first step is the discipline. The last step is the love. And along the journey, both will go together. But I have to start with the discipline. And I'm thinking about, firstly, even all the external disciplines. Okay, so purity becomes a way of life. You make a decision and you follow that. But my attendance of Murli. And today Baba said, when you hear the Murli personally, as distinct to reading the Murli, and I take that to mean both in the sense of Madhuban, but also in the sense of a center, that sitting at home reading the Murli is very, very different to actually hearing it in class. So that accuracy and discipline of attending Baba's Murli and absorbing what Baba the teacher is giving me. And then the discipline of Amritvela. I remember when I first came to Baba, Amritvela was very natural and easy. It was just very easy to wake up, but very easy to experience powerful meditation. And then when service became more and more intense, then the number of hours of sleep were being reduced and not managing very well. And so Amritvela was very often sleepy time. And at one point, and those were the days when we had the fortune of meeting Baba personally, often, not just once, but many times. And Baba said to me personally that even if Amritvela isn't of the quality, Baba was very royal, he just said, it isn't of the quality that you would like it to be, but yet still, continue to observe the discipline of sitting in front of Baba. And I took that to heart, and also to mean that, okay, Baba understands that there's reasons and reasons, but Baba knows that the fact that you're making the effort to get up is out of love for Baba. Why else would you want to do such a strange thing? But yes, there's love for Baba, and so you're following the discipline of getting up early and sitting in front of Baba, and then whatever happens. But it took me a little while to understand that discipline in terms of experiences of Baba's love is actually also applicable on a more subtle level than that. And I don't just mean following Srimat, Yes, that's more subtle in so many different ways. Baba talks about it. Especially over the last few days, Baba has mentioned several things. But I'm thinking about the discipline of practicing soul consciousness. It's a discipline. It's not yet natural. The artificial identity of the body is still stronger than the eternal identity of the soul. I speak for myself, and you can see where you are. And so that extra attention that's needed, the discipline that's needed to remind the self to practice soul consciousness and come to the feeling of the soul, that's something that I have to keep doing. And only through that inner discipline am I going to be able to have any possibility of experiencing Baba's love, because it's soul consciousness that allows me to feel connected with Baba, and then Baba's love can reach me. You know this eternal question, well, surely God loves everyone. True. But how can I catch the love that God is sharing? It's only when I tune my consciousness to Baba through soul consciousness. So that first step of discipline, soul consciousness, then the experience of Baba's love, then that follows automatically, naturally. Another discipline, churning Baba's Murli. Baba went into it a lot of detail today, but it's a discipline. And by that I mean that it's easy to say, well, I'm hearing the Murli every day, so that's my life. But the next step after hearing the Murli, which Baba spoke about today, am I giving it that attention and spending time reflecting? Of course, in the days of Abu, we hear the beautiful stories of how Baba would speak the Murli and then take them off for a walk in the mountains. And perfect, perfect for health of body, but also perfect for opportunity to churn and reflect. So the early days of the Yajna are a very interesting lesson in how Baba taught these souls who are the dadis today the things that they learnt and practiced. And so that discipline, after morning class, time for the self. And we don't get a chance, maybe you do here in Madhuban, but generally we don't get a chance to go out for a walk in the mountains. But I know that some sisters in London, the lucky ones, they take the opportunity after Murli to go for a walk in a park which is 5 minutes away from Baba's house. Again, that's a few lucky ones. But find a way. You're traveling to work, maybe you're driving, but still, whatever's happening is coming into your mind. You're not just watching the traffic that you're doing, but there's also other things floating through your mind. Or you're sitting on the bus or the train. Perfect. That's the time to reflect. That's the time to churn. And so there'll always be the opportunity and the space if you want something to happen. As always, everything comes to one's own personal motivation. What is it that I want for myself? And so to make time, if not on my physical timetable, but in here, and even if there's no other time, let the body have breakfast. You don't have to think about your toast or your cornflakes. But that's the time, again, to let the mind just reflect on what is it that Baba said. And out of a day's Murli, if there isn't the conscious discipline of actually reflecting on what did Baba say today, then what's the percentage of what stays with the soul through the rest of the day? so many other things happen minute by minute that then a couple of hours later you're scratching your head and asking, what did Baba say? But immediately after the Murali, just that reflection, as I say, find some way to do it and revise what Baba has said, and then there's more chance, maybe 25%, maybe 30%, maybe more, will stay with the soul through the day. And Baba's words will become the guiding light, not just for your words and actions, but more importantly, for your state of awareness. And that discipline of reflecting on what Baba has said will make it very easy for you to both stay connected with Baba through the day, but especially when you sit down for meditation, then in that period, what Baba has said becomes the runway from which you're able to then lift off and fly, because it's been going on in your mind. What did Baba say? What did Baba say? And so then, of course, very easily and naturally, you fly to the one who has said all these things that have helped you elevate yourself. And so I'm seeing that the subtle disciplines are very, very valuable in being able to experience God's love and have very beautiful, powerful yoga experiences. The third thing, and that is when I sit down to meditate, again, another inner discipline. And let me go through that exercise of feeling the soul, feeling the connection with Baba, the relationships with Baba, and yes, I can go further and then come to the point where the seed stage and just lost in God's love. Sometimes it may happen that your churning has been so fantastic, or your stage of soul consciousness has been so powerful, that when you sit down, instantly there's a beautiful experience of Baba's love. But how often is that? And is there any guarantee that that's what's going to happen? But the discipline of going through that process, coming here, going there, and then using jnana and bringing your mind to that state of real feeling of love for Baba, and Baba's able to give you the return of that love. So discipline in all these very subtle inner states of awareness is something which is the foundation to be able to experience love. The mistake that's made very, very often is that, well, I sat for yoga and nothing happened. And the reason that nothing happened is that I didn't make something happen. And so I have to do my work first. The right awareness, the right thoughts, the right feelings. And then the rest is up to Baba. Maybe Baba wants me just to experience peace and a very quiet feeling. Maybe Baba wants to give me power. And maybe Baba wants to give me love. But my preparation has to be there first. Otherwise, sit without preparation and probably nothing will happen. But B, because you'll get bored because nothing's happening and you're not making something happen, then that's when not just boredom but also sleepiness comes in. Two different states of sleepiness. One where, okay, the physical body does need its certain amount, its quota, whatever it may be. And if you haven't given it that, you can push it 1 day, 2 day, 3 days, but how much longer? And then at some point, the sleepiness comes in. And the problem with that is that becomes a habit. First one or two days maybe is actual physical tiredness, but then it just becomes a habit. But also the spiritual sleepiness, where I haven't done the inner work I need to do, and there isn't that alertness inside, then the sleepiness comes in for that reason too. And that also can become a habit. And so very important to follow the discipline that Baba's talking about. Just want to say one word again about sleep. Discovering what is your optimum period of sleep that's required. And really, truly, for different people, it's different hours. So it's not a question of comparison. But certainly, whatever you needed before Gyan, now you're going to need less. That's a fact. But don't compare. Just check it out for yourself. Time of going to bed, check it out for yourself. What works best for you? So again, that discipline of following a routine, a timetable. The Western world has created this situation where everybody thinks that late nights are okay. And Baba thinks that late nights are okay. But for Baba, when Baba's talking about night, Baba's talking about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. And so, no, that end of the clock, 11 and 12, forget about Amrit Vela, forget about yoga, if that's going to become a habit. And so discover which works for you and sort that out as your physical timetable. But more importantly, what are you doing in here? You can see how in Madhuban, the timetable is such that there's a very specific structure for an afternoon break. And according to the climate here, not when it's cold, but when it's warm, that works best. And also sometimes I found that according to the service programs here, evening programs going on till late, so that break is useful, but in many countries you can't take that break. And so to compensate somewhere, but find a way in which, if you've made Amrit Vela your priority, it'll happen. It'll be powerful and beautiful. And I realized some time ago that it's important to do that. If I don't make Amrit Vela my priority, then there just isn't going to be the same quality of silence that you can experience any other time at all through the day. Doesn't matter which country, doesn't matter culture, doesn't matter your lifestyle or habit. It just isn't possible to get that quality of silence where the world is actually quiet and so supports you in your effort to be with Baba. So this is why Amrit Vela. And so am I ready to make other things second and make my discipline of Amrit Vela my first step, my priority? And if I do that, that also brings extra marks from Baba. Baba sees the direction you're going in and helps you. But definitely it's the inner disciplines that create the foundation to be able to experience that love. I don't see that it's possible for Baba to keep giving me love unless I do my work. And my work is to follow the methods that Baba has given me to help me. And so I use those methods and the results then come in the experience of love. And once the fire of love is going, then it'll become stronger and stronger and stronger. And then you don't need to think about churning or trying to make connection and develop relationships. Then it's the fire that's burning and it's powerful and beautiful. But to get to that stage, I need to use all the different techniques that Baba's taught us. Clear? Yeah? Okay. Less talk and more experience now. And so let's enjoy powerful, powerful yoga. Have a very beautiful bhakti. Om Shanti.